Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Could I ask all the brothers to come forward, please? Even those in the hall, come on this side, please. Sit close together, come forward. Hafiz Uwais, come forward, please. Come forward.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, JazakumAllah. Right, can I again request all the brothers to come closer, and the brothers from that hall come on this side, please. Bismillah, alhamdulillahi, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. First of all, we welcome everyone for attending and participating in today's Hifz Khatam. We are all gathered here to celebrate this joyous occasion of one of our students, Hafiz Rehan Pandor. Mubarak to him, to his family, to the Ustad. And indeed, this is a great achievement, and we acknowledge the efforts of this young child for so many years, coming after a tired day at school and then reading Sabak Sabak Barador, and also the parents for creating that Islamic environment at home which encourages him to go and be persistent in sending him to the madrasa. And also the Ustad who taught this kid with love and sincerity. Also to the madrasa who provided the structure, the guidance. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make this Quran a means of nur in his life. And may Allah Ta'ala make him from the khadims of the Quran. Secondly, we are very honored to have with us today our respected Hazrat Mufti Saiful Islam Sahib, who has spent his entire life teaching Quran and Hadith, serving the Ummah, serving the Deen, and nurturing students. So Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate to have him. And inshallah, because the time is very short, without any further delay, we're going to invite Hazrat Maulana to come forward and enlighten us.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, as been mentioned, we got very less time and we have to continue without any kind of depression, without any kind of losing hope, being despondent, because life is very hard. The verse I read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa'bud, worship, sacrifice, make effort, do qurbani, hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until yaqeen, i.e. until death. So there's no such thing as despondency, as losing hope. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. All the ones who have transgressed upon yourself by committing sins, each and every one of us, we have kullu bani adama khatta'un wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawwabun. Every son of Adam is a sinner, and the best of sinners are those who repent. So we as Muslims, brothers and sisters listening, it's a very happy occasion we have gathered here for witnessing a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a child who has memorized the Holy Quran. And the sad reality is, but the brutal truth, is that we have disconnected ourselves from the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prophesied, يُوشِكُ أَن يَأْتِيَ عَلَى النَّاسِ الزَّمَانِ. A time will come upon the people that لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا إِسْمُهُ. From Islam, nothing will remain but its name. What's your name? Abu Bakr. What's your name? Umar. What's your name? Usman. Do you practice deen? Do you perform your 5-time prayers? No. Do you recite the Quran? No. Sister, what's your name? Aisha. What's your name? Khadija. What's your name? Fatima. Do you practice deen? No. لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه. We are Muslim just by name. And the sad reality here is that we appease ourselves. We make ourselves happy. No, no, I'm a good Muslim. We're not worried that we're not practicing the deen. ولا يبقى من القرآن إلا رسمه. Nothing of the Quran will remain but its rasam, script. So we will see the Quran on the shelves. We'll see Quran on our mobile phones. But how many of us will recite the Holy Quran? That's the question. We have a Hafiz of Quran, Hafiz Rayhan Pandor, mashallah. May Allah bless him, Allah bless the family. But the point here is, how many of us, we recite the Holy Quran on a daily basis? If we don't keep the connection with the Holy Quran, then it's going to go. And it's gone already from many of us. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? تَعَاهَدُ الْقُرْآنِ فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَهُوَ أَشَدُّ تَفَسِّيًا مِنَ الْإِبِلِ فِي عُقُلِهَا. Take care of the Qur'an. Preserve, safeguard, protect the Qur'an. فَوَالَّذِي, by the one in whose hand my life is, it will go faster from your chest, from your heart, than the camel going from its ropes. And it is happening. How many Hafiz Qur'an who have, mashallah, taken all that time, 3, 4, 5, 6 years memorizing the Holy Quran, but after that they've forgotten it. In one masjid I was asking how many students performing the Tarawih. They said 10. I said, 10? We do 2 rakats each. 10 hafiz Quran. And for that 2 rakats, that 2-3 rukus, they have to keep on learning full day. So it's like sabak again. So what type of hafiz, what kind of hafiz are we? It's a very sad reality, but it's a brutal truth. Because throughout the year, we're not reciting the Quran. So we used to say Ramadani hafiz, now Ramzani hafiz bini. So we're going to be, like, how many students who are reading the Tarawih? And then those who are hafiz Quran, throughout the year, we're not even opening the Quran. We become hafiz Quran. Now what's happening is we're going to be starting to have the Quran in front of us on the screen. Because some people are saying, Mufti Sahib, there's a fatwa, it's permissible. MashaAllah. You're going to get fatwa, you can shop for fatwas and get it. Like in Haramain Sharifain, people are reading, you know, looking at the Quran on the mobile phones. They used to have the Quran first. Now they're reading, looking at the mobile phone and following the imam. So soon we'll have a screen in front of us, so you don't need to learn the Quran. That's what's going to happen. Already people are asking me these questions. What's going to happen? Namaz ho jayegi ya nahi hogi? Masla pooch rahe log. It's a very sad thing, because we have disconnected ourselves completely away from the Quran. How many of us, like Shaykh al-Hadith Mawla Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he says for a Hafiz al-Quran, we should be reciting 3 juz daily. For Hafiz al-Quran. And for a non-Hafiz, it should be 1 juz. So every one of us who are non-Hafiz, we should be reciting 1 juz. If you read 1 juz every day, that's 1 khatam every month. That's 12 khatams in a year. And for a Hafiz, that's 36 khatams. But how many? We don't even do 1 khatam. Look, you know, just ponder. Here, mashallah, is a beautiful occasion, but it's a wake-up call for me and for yourself. When I read this, and Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Mutala Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was mentioning in the class, and I said, subhanallah, you know, I'm going to be speaking about this, and I myself, so far away from it, I don't read even 1 juz, and I'm going to be speaking to my audience and my colleagues, and in the masjid, in the madrasas, so I have to do something about it, because Shaykh al-Hadith Mullah Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Nawwarallah Marqadahu, his lifelong adat, habit, noble routine was to recite 10 juz every day. 10 juz every day. With all the other commitments of teaching Bukhari Sharif, of teaching all the different kitabs, of attending to the thousands of disciples and murids, and you know, attending to the needs of the community and everything. Even then he had enough time to recite 10 juz. And what excuse do we have? So today, the point that we need to take from here, the takeaway lesson. When we think about takeaway, we think about Uber Eats. Understand? Food to go. But pizza and donut kebabs and all the different kind of food, all the fast food. What are we going to take spiritually from today? That we need to connect ourselves with the Holy Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "Ayyul a'mali afzal?" Which deed is the best? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al halul murtahil." Halul murtahil. Sahaba ikram asked, "Ya Rasulullah, wa mal halul murtahil?" What does halul murtahil mean? Listen to this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sahibul Quran yadribu min awwalihi hatta yablugha akhirahu wa min akhirihi hatta yablugha awwalahu." Kullama halla irtahala. Sahib al-Quran, companion of the Holy Quran. Sahib. Are we companion of the Holy Quran? We don't have no connection with the Quran. How can we be companion? So he goes, halhalul murtahil means that if we want to be doing the best deed, practice in our deen, in our life, to become sahib al-Quran and halul murtahil. The definition of halul murtahil is the companion of the Holy Quran. He starts from Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He continues to recite, Kullama halla irtahala. He starts from the beginning and he finishes, Minal jinnati wal nas. And then he doesn't stop. Immediately starts his second khatam. That's why on the 29th, when we do the khatm Quran or 27th, and what do we do in the last rakat? We start again from Surah Al-Baqarah. So on the 20th rakat, we read, Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun, then going to ruku, don't we? What's the purpose? The scholars mention the reason behind this, the wisdom behind it, is to remind ourselves, Quran khatam karna maqsad nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran par khatam karna ye maqsad hai. So each and every one of us, that your Quran hasn't finished, like many of us will come on the khatma Quran, masjid will be full, there's no space. So on that day, we do the dua, dua qabul ho gai, bas bago. Then, Nurul Islam Masjid kab dekhenge, ainda saal. That's what the mentality is with many of us. The khatme Quran will come for the dua, come for the mitai, and then that's it, finish. After that, we don't even open the Quran. Many of our brothers and sisters, you know, we used to have people doing khatme in the month of Ramadan. And then throughout the 11 months, they never used to read. But now they don't even read in the month of Ramadan. Kya karte? You know, they just come to the masjid for the khatm Quran, dua, and that's it. They think that's sufficient for us. It's a very sad reality. So my brothers and sisters listening, today whilst we are seated here, let us reflect, let us contemplate, let us ponder. What am I doing with my life? What kind of connection do I have with the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you and me, أُطْلُ مَا أُوحِي إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Recite what has been revealed. So the first responsibility of the Quran is to recite the Holy Quran. كُلَّمَا حَلَّ إِرْتَحَلَ. Whenever we stop, there's no stoppage. We just continue, resume. If we look at the sayings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all, everything, The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you and me, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allama. The best amongst you is the person who learns the Qur'an and teaches it. So we connect ourselves, we motivate ourselves. That passion of reciting the Qur'an should be there. That before we go to sleep, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned about reciting Suratul Mulk. How many of us we recite Surah Mulk? At that moment of time, at night time, we're so busy with our mobile phones, the social media, the AI. Hardly we read the Quran. We have disconnected so much. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say? Inna fil Quran is suratan, 30 ayah, shafa'at li rajulin, hatta ghufira lahu. Indeed, in the Quran, there is a surah which has 30 verses. It will intercede for the person, he will do shafa'at, sifarish for the person, until he is forgiven. وَهِيَ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. And he mentioned this is Surah Mulk. So Surah Mulk, I used to see, observed my Shaykh Yusuf Mutala Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala for 7 years in Darul Umbari. Every night, without a failure, after Isha Salah, after the Witr Salah, he used to remain seated and he used to recite Surah Sajda and Surah Mulk, and he used to perform his Sajda, then he used to stand up. For 7 continuous, without a failure. I've never seen him without reciting these 2 surahs, standing up. We don't have no time for it. So my brothers, we need to wake up. We need to wake our hearts up, our soul, our mind. And we need to connect ourselves with the Holy Quran. The first responsibility, every single one. I could speak about the virtues like many a times. What I've realized in the last 30 years of giving lectures, that, you know, I used to also do the same as well. Speak about the virtues of Hafiz al-Quran and the virtues of... MashaAllah, there's no doubt about it. The amount, you know, of virtues that are mentioned, I could speak for hours and hours. There's so many. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. That is more than enough. That best amongst you. The person who teaches all the ustad, the Hafiz ustad, those who are teaching the Quran, there can be no one better. And those who are studying, those who are teaching, there can be no better group of people than them. And on the day of judgment, like subhanAllah, you know, Rehan Pandar, mashallah, he's become a Hafiz Quran. Once we have, alhamdulillah, in our Jamia Khatamun Nabeen, we have girls' Hifz class as well. We have 3 boys' Hifz class and 3 girls' Hifz class. So one particular girl, she was just starting her Hifz, about 8-9 years old. So she started her Hifz. She did a few paras. And then one day she came with her parents to see me, and they said, you know, my daughter, she's seen a dream. And listen to this, you know, like how the virtues, talking about the virtues, I just like to mention that this girl, she said, I saw that it was the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the announcement that all the Hafiz Quran, boys and girls, they should all line up. There's a line, separate line for girls, separate line for boys. And that girl says, I saw myself that I was lined up in the girls' line, and I, in the dream, I saw myself, I was complete Hafiz al-Quran. And then the announcement was made that write down the people that you want to take to paradise, the 10 people. So the girl says, I wrote my father's name and my mother's name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, don't write their names, they're already in Jannah. That's what the hadith says. Ulbisa walidahu tajan yawm al-qiyamah, dawuhu ahsanu min daw'i shams. That they will be wearing the crown. So apart from them, like in the hadith he mentioned, man qara al-Quran fastadharahu fa ahalla halalahu wa harrama haramahu adkhalahu Allahu al-jannah wa shaffa'ahu fi 'ashratin min ahli baytihi kulluhum qad wajabat lahu an-nar. The person who memorizes the Quran, regards the halal as halal, the haram as haram, he will enter Jannah, will intercede for 10 people who have been destined for the fire of Jahannam. So the dream, I said, the dream is so evident and so clear cut. The dream is explaining the hadith. That a girl or a boy, whoever becomes a Hafiz of the Quran, they will be able to take 10 people to Jannah, and they will be able to take their parents. The parents, they will be sitting like king and queen in front of the people on the plane of resurrection. So the reward, without a doubt, there's so much. Iqra wartaqi warattil kama kunta turattilu fi dunya fa inna manzilaka inda akhiri ayatin taqra'uha. The Hafiz of Quran will told, read and ascend. Parteja warcharteja. You understand? And wartaqi. So basically, just keep on going. So each ayat you're going to be reading, you're going to be elevating, you're going to be going, progressing, promoting yourself to a higher position status in Jannah. The ayat that you're going to finish off, this will be your last position. In other words, that will be your status. There's over 6,000 verses in the Holy Quran. So talking about the virtues, mashallah, there's no question about it. There's so many ahadith, authentic ahadith in Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Nasai, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah. There's hundreds of ahadith. You can compile a book. Alhamdulillah, I've compiled a book called Treasures of the Holy Quran. I mentioned all these virtues of every surah. So there's so many virtues. So, but the point here is, we are neglecting our basic responsibility, which is to recite the Holy Quran. So each and every one of us, we need to make this firm resolution, sitting down here, that each and every one of us, we're going to start our day off. Not by watching TikTok or Netflix or YouTube or Instagram or all these other social media platform things. AI, we need to put that to a side. Start off, like the hadith says, Man qara'a yasin fi sadri nahar qudiyat hawa'iju. The person who recites Surah Yasin in the morning, all his needs are fulfilled. So we will go to the solicitors, we'll go to the doctors, we'll go to the clinic, we'll go to the dentist, we'll go to, you know, the politician, the counselor, the MP, this, that person. But the spiritual remedy, we don't try. You know, so many people come to me and they said, oh, I got driving test tomorrow. I got my, you know, immigration test. I got my, you know, A-level test, or I got my degree test, whatever. So any kind of prescription, nuskha batado. So I have a nuskha. You know, so I have a remedy, solution. I said, what you do is, every male, you come to the masjid for Fajr Salah. Because the hadith says, Man salla salata subhi fahuwa fi dhimmatillah. The person who reads his Fajr Salah, he's under the protection of Allah. And if anybody's under the protection of Allah, then he is surely going to look after you. If any normal person, a police, you're under this protection of the police, or you're under the protection of these bodyguards, then you feel happy. You don't have any kind of worry. So we are under the protection when a person performs his Fajr Salah. So our sisters perform Salah at home, our brothers perform Salah in the masjid, you'll be under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, if you want to pass and become successful. Number two is recite Surah Yasin. Man qara'a yasin fi sadri nahad qudiyat hawa'iju. The person who recites Surah Yasin in the morning, all his needs are fulfilled. And number three, recite salawat, durood sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until your test, until you're driving. Because the hadith says, when you recite durood sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do two things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned two things. He will forgive your sins and he will take away all your worries. And your worry is your test. So there was this Maulana Sahab from London. He phoned me and he said, I heard that you give prescription for passing driving. I failed 22 times driving. 22. So can you give me this prescription? I said, of course you can take it. It's simple. So I told him, I said, oh, one thing I didn't used to do is recite Surah Yasin. I read, I'm the imam in the masjid. I do my fajr and everything. But, you know, this Surah Yasin, subhanAllah. So he did that and he phoned me back. He said, I passed it, mashallah. After 22 times, he passed. And it's possible. You can always do it. You understand? Because we don't have this. Like, even my youngest son, you know, at the age of 17, just took few lessons and he said, Abbu, give me that prescription. I said, beta, you need to take more lessons. No, no, Abbu, I have conviction on your prescription. Just tell me. So I told him, he just took a few lessons and he went and passed the first driving lesson, test. So the point I'm trying to say is, we have to use the prophetic remedy. You know, we're talking about our, you know, many of us, the man is working, the woman, the husband, wife, son, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, everybody's working, even then we have financial difficulties. Because we are not using the prophetic remedy. We have daytime job, nighttime job, you know, we have weekend job, we have cryptocurrency, we have so much, even then, subhanAllah, financial difficulty. What did our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Man qara'a surat al-waqi'ah fi kulli laylatin lam tusibhu faqatun abadan. A person who recites Surah Waqi'ah every night, faqa, poverty will never afflict him. So have we tried that? Sayyidina Abdullah Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was in his last moments, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala came and he said, oh Abdullah, you know, you are leaving the world, you know, you are leaving daughters only behind. What's going to happen about them? Do you want me to sort something out for them, financial help? Goes, no, 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 don't worry about my daughters. Look at Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, what yaqeen and conviction they had. But don't worry. What do you mean, don't worry? Because I've heard the Prophet saying, Man qara'a surat al-waqi'a fi kulli laylatin lam tusibhu faqatan abadan. That a person who recites Surah Yasin, Surah Waqi'a every night, faqa, poverty will not touch them. I have ordered my daughters every night to read Surah Waqi'a. I'm not worried about them. Look at the conviction, the yaqeen they had. So this is the point, my brothers and sisters, we need to get into our lives. So number one is connecting ourselves in terms of recitation. Umirtu an akuna minal muslimin wa an atlu al Quran. The Quran is telling us that the Prophet ﷺ is being ordered by Allah. I've been ordered to be a Muslim and to recite the Quran. Allah puts both together. Be a Muslim and recite the Quran. So each and every one of us, today we make this firm resolution, every one of us. Inshallah ta'ala, non-hafiz al-Quran, we can read one juz. One juz doesn't take much time. Our Shaykh Yusuf Mutala Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, before he passed away those few years prior to this, he commenced this action, this deed, that Laylatul Noor, that each night try to recite the entire Quran in one night. I could remember in Jamiatul Imam Zakaria, Clayton, once he called all of the graduates and the ulama, so I went there myself. So many hundreds of ulamas were there, and we completed the Quran in one sitting. And it's possible, it's not a problem, you can do it. Because we are so far away, and he taught us that this is possible. So hundreds of the ulamas, mashallah, they did that. And I thought to myself, subhanAllah, we should, you know, if Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to recite the Quran on a daily basis, he used to do one khatam. And it takes about 6 hours. A person can do it. But we are so far away from the Quran, we can't even do one juz. So at least each and everyone here, we make a promise to ourselves that inshallah ta'ala, we will recite one juz every day. Is that a promise, inshallah? We can easily do it. And for a hafiz of Quran, slowly you build up. And you slowly try to, you know, progress and increase and do 3 juz. So it's quite straightforward. I try myself to do 3 juz. The way I do it is, like Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali taught us, and our Shaykh Yusuf Mutala Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he said, try to recite, you know, majority of the portion of the Quran in your salah. So in your sunnah, so, you know, shaitan works in so many different ways to try to distract you. So there's 12 rakats of sunnah to muakkada on a daily basis. So I try myself to recite, you know, the one juz in Sunnah Muakkada. One juz. Do you understand? So like, for example, here I came for Zohar, the 4 rakats. So today I'm reading the 17 juz. Because what I try to do is go according to the Islamic calendar. So 17th of Jumad Jul Ula. So 17 juz. So I read 4 rakats, 4 rukus of Surah Anbiya. So in the first, in the sunnahs, and at the 2 rakats of sunnah, after the faraz, I finish the 3 rukus of Surah Al-Anbiya. So in that way, what happens is, in the daytime, you try to finish one para, and one para in your Qiyamul Layl, Tahajjud. So that's 2 juz. And 1 juz I try to recite, that when I'm going to the masjid, coming back from the masjid. So 3 juz are done easily. So Hafiz al-Quran, this is the way, if you want to, you know, try doing this, alhamdulillah, it's the easiest way. You understand? So reading 1 juz in your sunnats, 1 juz at night time, after Isha. Look, Isha is so early now. Some places are 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock. After that, you know, after your 2 rakat sunnat, before your witr or after your witr, 2 rakats, you can just do, make intention of the tahajjud and get your namaz done. Any namaz after the Isha faraz, you can make intention of the tahajjud, qiyamul layl. That will be done till subah sadiq. That's the masala. So it's so easy. You don't need to sleep and then wake up. Obviously, that's better. But for us, we are so lazy, we can't do it. At least try to, before going to sleep, do 1 juz there. So it's straightforward. So each and every one of us, instead of wasting our time on our mobile phones, every time before you want to go onto any kind of, you know, clip, watching it, you know, say I'm going to read 4 rukus or 5 rukus or quarter of the juz, and then I'm going to go into that clip. You will finish so many paras. Because the amount of time we look at the mobile phones, inna lillah. You understand? So I was with my son, I was in the doctor, so he said, Abu, I don't have the mobile phone. I said, what do you mean you don't have the mobile? So on every Thursdays, I do fasting on mobile phone. In other words, I don't use mobile phone for the day. I said, that's very good. You understand? So I said, that's a good idea. And we should all do that. And I always say, like, Alhamdulillah, the blessing is we studied whilst there was no mobile phones. In Dalumberi, there was only 2 pay phones for 400 students. So you see all these, Sheikh Riyad al-Haq, Sheikh Fazal Dar, Sheikh Ahmad Ali, oh, we all studied at the same time. We had to line up on a Saturday. Do you understand? For hours. Just to make one call to our mother, just to say we are okay, once a week. And look at us now. Look at the way, you know, how we've diverted so much from the true deen, from the Quran. So whilst we're waiting to make a call, we used to have our kitabs. Hidayatun Nahwa, Usulul Shashir, Riyadus Salihin, Quran Tarajam. We used to be doing all that and then make the call and straight back to studying again. So much difference. But we can always do that because we don't want to go so much into this AI and social media. We're going to destroy ourselves. This, you know, digital world that we are in is completely illusion. It's completely, you know, artificial. It's going to completely destroy us. So we need to connect ourselves with the Holy Quran. Let us recite. Try our best to recite from a normal Quran. You know, if we can't, then from our mobile phone, have the Quran script there and try on a normal day. Every single one of us, we make this firm resolution, firm intention today that we're going to be reading one juz every day. Number one. Number two is trying to understand the Quran. That's the thing, that after becoming a Hafiz of Quran, try to understand the surahs that we are reading on a daily basis. Do we know the meaning? What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What's the peygham? What's the message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us? We need to understand that as well. Number three is implementing. When Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked that what was the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. His akhlaq was the Qur'an. His akhlaq was the Qur'an. Like I was just speaking yesterday in our spiritual gathering regarding, you know, fireworks. That we have gone so away from the deen that these things have become normal. So our brothers and sisters, our hijabi sisters with jilbab and abaya, our brothers with jubba and, you know, pagri, they are attending these kind of gatherings where fireworks is being shown and displayed. It's very sad. So when I asked the children in the madrasa, so I said, how many of you attended bonfire night? You know, dozens of students put their hands up. They said, my auntie took me, Ustad Ji. My uncle took me. My father took me. We all went, and then after that we had some desserts. We enjoyed it. Night out was good. We have gone so far away from deen. Because we have our deen. You know, when the polities of Makkah Mukarrama, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have come with a compromise. You know, there's no need to fight. You know, you have your God, we have our gods. So what we do is we'll come to a compromise. What's the compromise? 1 year we will worship your God, and 1 year you worship our gods. So obviously the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rejected clearly the Quran. Suratul Kafirun was revealed. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Say, O disbelievers, la a'budu ma ta'budun. We say to them very clear cut, I do not worship what you worship. At the end, what did Allah say? Lakum deenukum walidin. For you is your religion, for me is my religion. My brothers, we have the best religion. Not only the best religion, only true religion. You know, many of these priests and rabbis and, you know, all these professors, non-Muslims, when they speak to me, they always say, you mufti, you very greedy man. I said, what do you mean greedy? Because you only say Muslims are going to go into paradise. I said, you say the same. You Jews, the Quran is telling us as well. So you can't lie. You know, you say only the Jews are going to go into paradise. Christians, you say you're going to go. Because you following your religion, keeping in mind, you have that faith that only your religion is going to take you towards success, towards eternal bliss, eternal happiness. So we believe in the same way. And the Quran is making it very clear, inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. Indeed, the deen in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. So only correct and only religion which is accepted in the court at this moment of time. Out of the 8 billion people populated on the surface of earth, about maximum 2 billion Muslims, they are heading towards Jannah. Rest of the 6 billion, they are heading towards the fire of Jahannam. So we need to get this in our mind, and we need to safeguard and preserve and safeguard our faith. This is very important. And if you want to safeguard our faith, we need to connect ourselves with the madrasa, with the Quran, the maktab, with the ulama. Only then we can safeguard it. Or else what's going to happen is, Allahu Akbar, you know, I have this open surgery in Al-Mu'min bookshop, and so many parents are coming now. And we could not even imagine, not even dream, that parents are coming. Like just recently, a mother and father came with a 15-year-old child. And they said, my son, he just came back from school and he said he doesn't believe in God. He says, I'm an atheist. And the population of the UK, you understand, 20% of the population, when they did the census, 20% of the population, that's over about 15 million people of the UK, they say we don't believe in any religion. Leave alone, you know, Christianity and Judaism and all these religions. They don't even follow any religion. That's becoming very common. And why is this happening? Because of not connecting ourselves with the Quran, with the madrasa. So, very important point, like as I said, connecting ourselves with the Quran, and each and every child to be attending a maktab, a supplementary school, a madrasa, so he gets his foundation strong. That's why it's very important. So I was saying the practical side. So then we will keep in mind that what is wrong is wrong. Islam has already, the Prophet ﷺ had said, إِنِّي تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ بَيْضَى لَيْلُهَا وَنَهَارُهَا سَوَاوٌ. I have left behind a very clear life, a very clear way of life. Sharia means way of life. لَيْلُهَا وَنَهَارُهَا سَوَاوٌ. The day and the night is very clear. So every single thing, we know what is right, what is wrong. What kind of celebration is permissible for us? These bonfire nights, these, you know, fireworks that we are doing, we know these things are wrong. Whether it's in a wedding, whether it's in any kind of other programs, it's completely haram. We need to understand and we need to educate ourselves. Don't just blindly, sheepishly follow somebody without knowing if it's permissible or not permissible. And this is a very sad reality what's happening. Like in Bradford, in our area, so many of our youngsters, thousands, and even with their parents, they attended these bonfire nights, not knowing the dangers of it. You know, making fire as an entertainment. Fire has been, you know, mentioned as the punishment for the people of Jahannam. 70 times hot it will be, the fire of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً وَمَتَاعًا لِلْمُقِينَ. Allah has made us as a reminder, the fire, that remember, this fire will be the punishment for the people of hellfire. And we stand there and watch the fire being burned. So it's so dangerous making the fire as an entertainment, amusement, pleasure time. That itself is haram, number one. Number two, israf, the amount of money that we spend on bonfire, on fireworks. Number three, imitation. The hadith says, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahu minhum." The person who imitates any group of people, they are from them. So this was done 1605, November the 5th, when Guy Fawkes, he wanted to assassinate King James the First, because he was a Catholic Christian and King James wasn't, so he wanted to assassinate him. So they got intercepted, 36 barrels of gunpowder was, you know, found, and King James, he got everybody sentenced to death, all those people who tried to kill him. And to commemorate and remember this, remind, so every year after that, November the 5th, they did that fireworks. And we sheepishly, without even understanding, we just follow it. So these things we need to understand. And we need to stop ourselves and stop our friends, stop our siblings, stop our cousins, stop our Muslim brothers and sisters going into these kind of things. And leave alone the amount of disturbance and inconvenience that we're causing to the community. To the extent, you know, Islam is a perfect, complete religion. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islamu deena. Every aspect Islam has been made complete. To the extent even giving taklif to animals. The hadith tells us that ittaqullaha fi hadhihi al-baha'im al-mu'jama. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the mute animals. Baha'im al-mu'jama. Farkabuha salihatan wa trukuha saliha. Mount on them. Get on them when they're in good state. You fed them, you gave them water. And get down from them, dismount from them before they get exhausted. Look at the beauty of our religion. And we want to follow these other faiths which are completely wrong, which are batil. Shaykh al-Hadith, you know, Hakim ulama Shaykh Ashraf Ali Thani rahimahullah ta'ala says, when you got the tazi roti, why go for the basi roti? When you got the fresh bread, why go for the rotten bread? We got the clear cut. We got everything. Al-Islam haq. That Islam is a true religion. My brothers and sisters listening, the point I just like to, you know, say it, the synopsis of what I've just said and what we're going to take from this. Number one, it's a wake-up call for each and every one of us. That what are we doing with our lives? Every day we need to have a proper timetable. We wake up on a Saturday, Sunday, you know, we'll have brunch. Where was our Fajr Salah? Did we start by reciting the Quran? There was that time, subhanAllah, every village you pass by at Fajr time, every mother, every sister, they are reading the Quran in the houses. The brothers, mashallah, they are in the masjid. Until, you know, Ishraq time, everybody is reciting the Quran. They're reading the Ishraq and then they're leaving the masjid. I saw that with my own eyes. That used to happen. But no, nowadays, subhanAllah, people are asleep. You know, 10, 11, 12 o'clock, they're sleeping, wake up, you know, son. Now, oh, we're too lazy, we're not going to have, we'll go out and have breakfast. There's so many breakfast places now. And that's where all the money is being spent. Somebody was asking me, you know, Mufti, how do you manage to go for Umrah, you know, son? I said, how many times do you order in a week? Because 3 times. How much money do you spend? Because £60 a week. You know, son, that's my 3 Umrah for the year, brother. 60 times, 52. You understand? It's more than £3,000. This is why is one brother was saying to me, you know, so I want to go for Hajj. I said, brother, you know, save some. I can't save. Because do you smoke? Because I do. Because how many? 20 cigarettes per day. How much is that? Then he said, it's about £70 to £80 a week. I said, count that. 80 times 52. This is where we don't even know how to manage our money. We're wasting our money on all these, you know, all this fast food, all this junk food. That's what we're destroying our life. So Islam has given us a clear cut, you know, in every matter, whether it's to do with time management, whether it's to do with food management, whether it's to do with money management, Islam has given us clear guidelines. So the point here is, it's a wake-up call. Let us wake up, let us make a timetable. Everything, there has to be a timetable. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a timetable in his life. You understand? Even being so busy between Asr and Maghrib, in the hadith of Bukhari mentioned, that's the time he used to attend to his wives. Without a failure, if he was in Madinah Munawwara, between Asr and Maghrib, he mentioned he used to go and visit every single of his wife. So even being, you know, so busy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا تَوِيلًا. In the daytime, you have so many responsibilities. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, at night time, he's standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's reciting his Quran. So the point here is, we need to have a timetable and we need to cut down on all those things that are not even, you know, necessary. It's just waste of time. So this is number one. Number two is the Quran. Today, the occasion, Hafiz Rayhan, Pando, mashallah, he's completed the Quran. Every one of us who Hafiz the Quran, let us start. If we, you know, if you haven't started to recite the Quran, one juz, start with one juz, slowly, slowly build it up. Those who are not Hafiz the Quran, let us start. Let us start in the morning by reciting Surah Yasin. Before going to sleep, Surah Mulk and Surah Sajda. Read that, Surah Waqiyah. These surahs we can easily read before going to sleep. These should be our ma'mulats before going to sleep. Put the mobile away from ourselves and recite the Quran. Each our sisters listening as well, let us connect ourselves with the Quran. Whenever we are going outside as well, there's so many things that we could do. Recite Suratul Ikhlas 3 times. This is the reward of reading the entire Quran. The Tasbihat, Durud Sharif. So our life should be engrossed in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, before I finish, I just like to say, you know, even when we go into Jannah, you know, in the hadith of Tabarani mentions, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَحْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَاتٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهِ. That the people of Jannah, they will have no regret except for those moments of time that they didn't spend their time in the remembrance of Allah. So even when we go to Jannah, when we will have everything there, but we will regret that, oh, why didn't I spend this time reciting the Quran or doing tasbihat or durushri? Why was I just scrolling through my mobile phone? Just waste of time. You know, in Jannah, there will be this person, he will smell this beautiful fragrance coming, and he will ask that, where is this fragrance coming from? He said, it's from the Jannah above yours. And he will be told that, you know, that this person, what did he do? Your deeds and his deeds are complete, you know, is completely equal. Only difference is, he read one subhanallah more than you. And that's what the hadith says. Subhanallah, tamla'ul mizan. One subhanallah fills the scales on the day of judgment. So my brothers, let us value our good deeds. These subhanallah, these alhamdulillah, these Allahu Akbar, these durood sharif, these recitations, suratul ikhlas, the opening the Quran and reading, alhamdu, 50 good deeds. For one good deed we'll be chasing. Each other will be, the parents will be moving away from the sons and daughters because why? They might just ask for some good deeds. So we have this opportunity to achieve this in this life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. May Allah give us the ability to act upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakumullahu khairan to our respected Mufti Sahib for the heartful and valuable advice. May Allah ta'ala allow all of us the ability to practice on this. Now, inshallah, we're going to call forward Hafiz Rehan to complete the hifz.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
اللهم آمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وأرضنا وارض عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نرجوك ألا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا عند ختم القرآن لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرتا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرتا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرتا ولا همّا إلا فروجتا ولا كربا إلا نفستا ولا دينا إلا أديتا ولا سؤالا إلا أعطيتا ولا سؤالا يا الله إلا أعطيتا ولا دعاء إلا أجبتا ولا تائبا إلا قبلتا ولا عسيرا إلا يسرتا ولا مبتلا إلا عافيتا ولا ولدا إلا أصلحتا ولا عقيما إلا وهبتا ولا فتى يريد العفاف إلا زوجتا ولا مريض إلا شفيتا ولا مريض إلا شفيته وعافيتا ولا ميتا إلا رحمتا ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاة إلا أعنتنا على قضائها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوة القرآن وارزقنا تلاوة القرآن آناء الليل وأطراف النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا بكل حرف من القرآن حلاوة اللهم ارزقنا بكل جزء من القرآن جزاء اللهم ارزقنا بكل سورة من القرآن سلاما. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا ونور صدورنا وسائقنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين وفي غزة خصوصا يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم اشف مرضاهم اللهم داوي جرحاهم اللهم برد آلامهم اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الغاصبين ومن مكر الماكرين يا رب العالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى accept our duas. Allah, all of us who have raised our hands, Allah forgive all our sins, all our major sins, all our minor sins. Allah, the sins that we committed intentionally, those that we committed unintentionally. Allah forgive all the sins that we committed due to shaitan, due to our nafsa ammara. Allah forgive each and every shortcoming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hafiz Rayhan, who has become a Hafiz Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preserve the Quran in his heart till his last breath. Allah, all of us who have become a Hafiz Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preserve the Quran in our hearts. Allah, today the bayan that was given, Allah give us the tawfiq to act upon every single point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us the lovers of the Holy Quran. Make us the lovers of the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us who have raised our hands, Allah, you know all our needs. Allah fulfill all our needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of our brothers and sisters have requested for du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all the needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering. Allah, the Masjid Nurul Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the work that needs to be complete, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill the needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complete the work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as. Allahumma ja'al hadha al-ijtima ijtima marhuma wa tafarruqana min ba'dihi tafarruqan ma'suma wa la taj'al
تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم صل وسلم وانعم وبارك على حبيبنا وسيدنا وقدوتنا وقائدنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته ولمن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
جزاكم الله خيرا to everyone for attending, especially to our Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Now I request all the brothers to proceed on the upper hallway, where the food will be served. Jazakum Allah.